Let's go to the blower. Hello.
Hey, Grace.
Yes.
How you doing?
Very well, sir.
Seen you down on the water this weekend.
Oh, did you? Where'd you see me?
Down a little tiki bar down in Deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was down there having a great time.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Skip, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, skippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell too many people out there. I didn't know if you wanted them around.
What do you mean? No, I was partying with the whole people at the bars, running around, having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you're enjoying a good day on the bay.
Oh, yeah.
Come down to where the good people are.
And who are you there with?
Here now?
No, I mean yesterday at the tiki bar the other day.
By myself.
A man alone, huh?
Nah, kind of, but yeah, just out there boating a little bit.
Hoping to pick up a drunken barfly at Skipper's, yeah?
Yeah.
Hoping to pull up there, find some lonely heart dame, drinking Rob Roy's and smoking L&M's. Somebody you can take for a boat ride, huh?
Yeah, a little cruise up the creek.
That's what you were hoping, weren't you?
Yeah.
Instead, you went home alone again in your hideous vessel with 2 inches of water in the bottom. Maxwell House coffee can to use as a convenience for your bladder. Eh? There's boating and then there's boating, isn't there, sir? And
this
as you stepped over your oars and your rotted-out life vests, K-Pock oozing from every pore, you sat to your greasy steering wheel. And as the crowd watched aghast, you pulled the coil. On that Evan Rude. I saw you out there. Yeah.
You're the best, Grease.
Yeah, I know. I helped you out as you stood there pathetically. Come on, buddy. Give it a real throw. Come on. All right, watch it. I finally said, all right, stand back. Let a man handle this. She said, no, I can get it, Grease. I said, you're not getting it. If you were getting it, you'd satisfy that. I said, let me show you. I watched as you putted away from the dock, slowly unwrapping a Slim Jim, your lunch for the day. And you disappeared into the distance, your outdrive leaking oil, your spark plugs missing every fourth round the horn. Ah, man, I thought, damn, but for the grace of God go I. Yeah, I love that. And that's the great thing about that I missed in California. There's no place to boat in California. You know, you leave the marina, you're in the Pacific Ocean. That's no fun. What do you do, bob around in 9-foot waves all day long? Hideous. Yeah, you pull away from the marina, there's a lot of restaurants you can go to, and I love a dockside bar. Oh, to sit there wearing nothing but my Speedo. In the heat. I saw a dame watching me as she sat there with her French poodle. Or was she watching that bead of sweat that rolled down my tapered sideburn across the 3-day stubble and then down onto my chest? It picked up momentum as it cascaded across my grotesquely overdeveloped pectoral. It paused for a second at the nipple, then ran down the side. It bounced over the six-pack of my belly and then did a three-ring, like Tiger Woods thinking of putt. It circled my belly button 3 times before it followed the fine brown hair in a long line that leads to the sweet, sweet batch of pubes surrounding the hydraulics. I could see she was watching. I heard the blippity-plop of secret. I watched her as I thoughtfully chewed my hamburger. Both of us wanting to figure out how to say the first thing when the dog did it for us. The French poodle came over looking at me. I don't think the dog liked me, but he liked the hamburger I was eating. With every bite I took, the doggy's eyes lit up. She came walking over. I said, "Your dog?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "He's kind of cute." She said, "Thanks." I took another bite out of my burger. I said, "Well, you want me to toss him a little?" She said, "Sure." So I picked him up and I threw him about halfway across the street.